on LAFM and 7SD. Joan Armour Trading, Drop the Pilot. It is 18 minutes to 8. And today is Aged Care Employee Day, recognising thousands of people who help older Australians live with dignity and independence. It is also a special milestone for the District Nurses Tasmania. They're celebrating 130 years of caring for Tasmanians. CEO Benjamin Jardine joins us to reflect on this anniversary and have a chat about the growing importance of community care. Benjamin, morning.
Morning. Welcome to Aged Care Employees Day.
It's fantastic and well done. Now, the district nurses, you've been caring for Tasmanians for 130 years. Now, of course, healthcare has changed enormously, but what's remained constant about your mission?
Oh, I love that question. Yes, that's right. 130 years and one thing has never changed, and that's that most people want to stay at home. They want to live their lives surrounded by their friends and their family in the place that they call home, and the district nurses has been there every step of the way to see if we can make that happen.
Why is it so important that people can continue to live safely and independently in their own homes for as long as possible, Benjamin?
Oh, well, this is an issue that touches every Tasmanian. This is about our parents and our grandparents. And what do we know? We've done an amazing job helping people live longer than ever. But that real question is, are we helping people live that life how they want, with that independence, doing the things that they love and making sure people live well, not just longer? So that's what we're here to do.
You know, I'm sure many people don't often appreciate the work your nurses and carers do every single day. What does a normal day look like?
Almost impossible to say what a normal day looks like in the work of an aged care worker. We are walking into homes across Tasmania, into any environment you can imagine, meeting people where they are, helping them with whatever challenge might be in the way. And that can be anything from making the family meal, to showering, to looking after a wound, or just making sure that people are still staying connected to their friends and family and getting out and about in the community.
You rightly point out that your staff are invited into people's homes at perhaps the most vulnerable time of a person's life. That must take a toll on your workers.
Look, I think that's the reason we really have days like today, and that's to say thank you to workers who, I guess, they're unseen a lot of the time. They're out there, they're in the community, they're walking into people's homes, as you say, and they're really unsung heroes. Most people don't get to see the work that happens just to make sure that people get another day, another minute, another hour with their family.
Yeah. Looking ahead, Benjamin, with Tassie's ageing population, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges ahead and perhaps some of the biggest opportunities for community-based aged care over the next decade?
Oh, great question. And look, I think the reality is that with the ageing population, home care is going to be where it's at. We can't build more residential aged care beds. People don't want to spend their life in residential care unless they have to, of course. They want to stay at home. We're going to need more workers. We're going to need more home care. We're going to need lots more support in the next decade.
Yes, let me tell you, when my time comes, I'll be dragging me out, kicking and screaming. I'll be staying home every last minute I can. What would you like to say to people to do today to recognise those workers? What can we do?
Oh, like I said, I think this is all about just saying thank you. I think every one of us, one way or another, knows an aged care worker or knows the work that's happening to help friends and family stay at home. So please just say thank you, give a nod of appreciation, help our unsung heroes be seen.
Fabulous. Well, happy Aged Care Employee Day. All the best to you and your team at the District Nurses Tasmania. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, BJ.
Cheers. CEO Benjamin Jardine with the District Nurses Tasmania with us this morning on LAFM and 7SD.